Claudia, could you explain what, you know, since you marked it out, could you guide us with that?
Sure. You know, Alan Yaski said it was going to cost $1,100 to have somebody mark it out. I went to Home Depot and I spent $19.57 and 4 hours of my time. The pickets are probably within 6 to 9 inches of where they should be. We're talking about a parking lot, not a structural building. My concern when I laid that plot out is the ingress and egress of the parking lot is very wide. Mm-hmm. The way the architect the engineer set it out, and to me it's, I don't know what the width should be. I know an ambulance has to get in there. I don't know if a fire truck has to get in there, because the fire truck can just go over the lawn.
Yeah.
But I think we should make the entrance to that parking lot a lot narrower.
Yeah.
We should have some type of tarn chip, so it's of a very neutral gray color and blends in. We should have maybe some landscaping, some hedges with trees behind it, just to shield it a little bit. Right now, the parking lot that's currently being used right now in front belongs to the church.
Not the entire parking lot.
One car belongs to the town. Anything beyond one car belongs to the church. I think it's a very much of an eyesore when it comes in. It was a lawn that has been asphalted over. I think we should not be squatting on other people's property.
I think what you're proposing is even more of an eyesore.
There's no public comment right now, I'm so
sorry. Well, you just got it, whether it's allowed or not.
You know, we're squatting on somebody else's property. There are contractors' cars outside, so when we come in, tuxedo pickup, park gates, there's a pickup truck, there's this, there's that. And it's church property. Imagine if it were your property and the villagers using your lawn.
Is the church complaining?
Church has complained. Church has complained.
And okay? So important to them, they're here.
I'm telling you, the church has complained.
Just so you know, Claudia, just so you know, John and I have met with the church, and we're going to be doing a document with them for a unification.
I do understand.
Because they are concerned.
Okay. If somebody slips and falls on somebody else's property, they're liable for it. The church is concerned.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I think we can work out those concerns with the church. I really do. They are a good neighbor.
We're squatting.
But did they come to us?
Years.
I don't think so. You went to them, clearly. There's never been an issue.
Well,
are you on the ministry?
Not any longer, no. I've spoken to...
I just wanted to say that Reverend Woodcock did say to me that there was an issue that someone got hurt in front of the keep and was seeking recourse against the church because it was their property.
Okay.
I
stand corrected.
That's kind of
my apologies.
All right, so Claudio, to your point, sorry about that.
My point is it'll be a lot less of an eyesore coming into the gates to not have contractors' pickup trucks out there. I'd rather not squat on religious land. I mean, philosophically, that's
I'm glad you didn't say sacred.
In regards to what I plotted, I think the entrance and egress to that parking lot is way too big. We need to figure out what is the smallest entrance egress we can have for an ambulance or whatever the minimum is.
So with that, I'll have the chief and the engineer speak, and also with the ambulance department, just to see what space they need,
right.
And then I'll get that back to you.
Right.
But for the time being, we need to get the process started. The DPW is going to do the work. That's what's saving us so much money. We have the time right now to do it because of weather, so this is the right envelope of time.
Yeah.
And also, if we're going to do some planting of hedges, you know, we'll have to find out we'll find out what we can do around, you know, that area after or during this time of year that could soften it.
I'd like to say also that is the prisoner's entrance into the keep, and the keep has been getting a lot of use lately.
For prisoners.
Yep.
We might be the first.
How many might that be?
Well,
two.
Enough.
So, any other comment, Alan?
I've got a slug of comments, as you might expect. First and foremost, with regard to Claudio's comments, with regard to contractors before the gate, the reason why the contractor's waiting before the gate is because they're having to get permission to come into the park. So putting a parking lot behind the keep negates the fact of that. So I'm not sure I agree with that one. Ms. Trillins will admit, and you know, yet again, as the BAR, this needs to come before the BAR. It needs to be tied into a landscape plan, which ties in with the police booth going in. Mm-hmm. I think it should be all put together, packaged, and presented on October 18th, BAR meeting, which I think
could do.
A timeline, given the architect and everything, makes sense. To Claudio's point, with regard to, I personally think it's an eyesore, and I prefer to have the eyesore outside of the park rather than inside the park. That's first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Second thing is, having police cars at the front gate is a huge and powerful deterrent, and I want the police cars
there.
That one there and my view is we have three police cars. One should be at the south gate all the time, mm-hmm. one should be at the front gate, and then the third should be cruising around the park. Right. So there shouldn't be a parking lot effect. Last thing I want is this area, if it goes through, becoming a parking lot, because that's not the intent of this.
Right.
I guess I find it a little bit troubling that the police chief has made the determination he doesn't want to have his office in the keep and he wants to have it in the police station. Why we just don't keep the police station as the hold as you walk in the gates there. Then it minimizes, one, a cost to the village in terms of doing this, but it has a beneficial effect. The car pulls up, the prisoner is taken immediately into the front of the station, and we deal with it that, because my assumption is something more serious, that hopefully they're going somewhere else rather than being handcuffed to a bench, which I believe is what's going to happen in either location. So that's
when you
my
say the police
sense.
Station, you mean the keep or the lodge?
The lodge.
The lodge.
The lodge.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Tom?
I'll be brief. The parking area in front of the keep, the part that's owned by the church, raises a host of legal issues, believe it or not. It's not who owns that property, it's who's responsible for its care, which I believe is the village. There's also a question of adverse possession, since
right.
the village has had it mm-hmm. for a number of years. But all that being said, the church is a good neighbor, and I think we can work out an agreement that is not complicated and keeps everyone comfortable, which is what we need. With respect to the parking lot in the back, I agree with many of the things that Alan has had to say. However, I am told by the chief and I am told by the police officers that they do need that area back there paved for the transportation of prisoners that are safe, so that people don't slip in the mud or the ice or what have you. And the other added benefit is that there will be a car inside the gate that can respond quickly. So I think I don't like the idea, but I think those things being recommended by the police, I will be glad to support.
Thank you. All right, so I would like to I'm sorry, Matt. Sorry.
Okay, I got a bunch of stuff too. I agree with John, absolutely. There's this adverse possession law. We should, it's a 7-year term usually. We've obviously been taking care of that property for much longer than that. And I wasn't aware of this church thing. We definitely should work something out with them. There is an existing resolution on the books from 2005 that the police are not allowed to park their civilian vehicles in front, where the area we're talking about in the front, and they're required to park them up on the other side of the lodge. And that's been working very well. I don't know if it's being enforced lately, but if it isn't, it should be enforced. Now, as far as I can tell, first of all, there's safety issue. So, you know, it's possible that a police car or any other car coming out of there on a call, even just to go get lunch, somebody could be coming through the gate, and that could be a potential collision area. And then when you consider the fact that this area really should be studied by the bar in the context of the entire project, and the fact that there might be safety issues, and then Claudio, you referred to, should it be the minimum amount possible up front for certain emergency vehicles, but we don't know that. What if we should figure for extra emergency vehicles.
No,
like so, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that this really, I think we should really give it an overall, you know, let's look at it in a holistic way with all these things. And then, you know, you mentioned Claudio landscaping and things like that. So really, as far as I'm concerned, I think we're sort of agreeing that you go to the bar and there's a meeting coming up on the 18th.
Yes.
And I think also that, you know, your comment about the workers' trucks, I don't know if you were saying that they should then rather be in this new parking area?
No, I
won't be able to get in.
Okay, I don't really understand what you're saying then about the...
No, we have to deal with them because those are nice for...
Well, yeah, but we're not going to put them on this back thing, right?
Well, no, I'm saying the contractors that are doing work at the keep, people who keep the keep in the lodge clean, the DPW parks there. You know, a lot of our people park in that church-owned land.
Okay. Well, we should. There's a resolution that says they shouldn't. So we should be. We should tell. Does the chief know about it?
Yes, but if they're working along that side and having to haul things, they're having to haul it all the way back around.
Right. Well, look, they're on the payroll. Yeah. So rather than us spending a lot of money on a parking area, let's let them enforce the law. See how that works out. But that's just my view on that. So anyway.
Hold on a second. Speaking of a lot of money, how much money are we talking about?
$7,000. That's it. And if someone falls and trips and gets hurt, the $7,000 turns into far more than $7,000.
Okay. Just have a few more comments to make.
Sure.
I think that the price is prohibitive. I don't think we have the money. I think the use is very questionable. And my biggest issue, and I think all those I just mentioned were good issues, but I think my biggest issue is that we want to have the police cars outside. I mean, that's the deterrence issue. And to have them on this side because someone thinks they're unsightly on the outside doesn't get it.
That's not what I said.
I'm not referring to you.
Thank you.
So that would be my view.
Can I say something? I'm sorry, Matt. You know, Mackie, you keep on coming up to this point where we don't have the money. In your absence, and I know you probably think this is very hard to believe because it can't be done without you, but we saved $300,000 from our budget. So we have $300,000 in the bank. We came in, we saved our pennies. We got $300,000 in the bank.
Spend it on the
lake. All right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, fair enough. I think that's great. Let's pay back some of our debts.
David, just so you know, a police car will always be parked in the front of the keep.
We all want space in the front.
Always heading out. Engine's always running because that is what the code has to be for police. Mm-hmm. The engine has to always be warm, and it's always, you know, normally pointed out. So that's, and I agree with you, that should be.
And we own one parking spot in front of the keep.
So that should be.
That's our land.
What I'd like to do is go ahead and give it the permission to move forward so it can go in front of the bar on the 18th. It does need to be done. Have the engineer make, you know, look at that, the entrance into that area, and to go over all of the issues to discuss with the bar on, you know, how that area would be used, and, you know, for hedges and the landscaping and all of that for screening. So I think that would be the best solution, you know, to move forward with that. Is everyone in agreement with that?
Yeah, I'd like to say one more thing. If a prisoner gets brought into the keep, which has happened, I think this person is not guilty yet, and I think this person needs some type of screening so people don't see him being, you know, the perp walk.
You're going to block off the road as we leave?
I think we can. We need to put up hedges. Well, I think you should foil public documents, though, before you're laughing. You wouldn't be laughing.
You shouldn't call him a prisoner to begin with.
All right, so I would just like to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion.
Innocent, proven guilty.
I would like to make a motion that we approve the, first it's the asphalting and then the tar and chipping of the area behind the keep to be determined of the size of, and the screening, landscaping, etc. by the bar. Not to be, you know, they can give the recommendations, but ultimately the Board of Trustees are the ones that guide.
Will there ever be public comment on this issue?
No. On this. So, do I have a second?
No. I'd like to.
Do I have a second?
Oh, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
Do I have a second?
I forgot the procedure there.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Wow.
Any further discussion?
Yes. Actually, instead of the bar needs to come second. The Planning Board has to approve this first because it's a water runoff and drainage and things like
actually,
that.
Actually, it's not planning board. If you already have a building on site, it goes directly to the bar. Planning board is only for if there's no structure on site.
Also, if I had a house and I wanted to put a driveway on it,
you go straight to the bar.
I would go straight to the bar. Wouldn't have to worry about water runoff.
No, you have an engineer.
Or erosion.
You have an engineer sitting on the bar that then gives all
the
recommendations.
And also, I'd like to say something. The village does not have to go in front of the bar. We're doing it to be nice. We think the bar is important
to be nice,
but when certain people on this board say you have to, it's misrepresentation of truth.
What I mean by that is that we should set the example.
Okay, we should set the example.
Yeah,
then say that.
Okay.
We should set the example, and we are setting the example by going in front of the bar. But the village does not have to go in front of the bar.
Let's just be clear. We're going to set the example by going before the bar, but in order to set the example and not get into the Simon quandary, we should not do anything till we get BAR approval and have a public hearing about it.
Thank
and
you.
Then subject to that, then we do
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
John? I think
here,
that's
here.
Implicit with going to the bar. So I'm in favor.
I agree. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. So all in favor?
Sorry, so what are we agreeing to?
We're agreeing to
go in front of the bar.
Go in front of the bar, right.
Perfect, thank you.
All right. Ways.
All right. Alan?
Sorry,
John?
I.
John?
We have a vote, right?
Claudia? That's what we're doing.
No.
Okay.
You don't want to, sorry, Mac, we're voting on whether
yeah, I know.
Should go in front of the bar.
I'm trying to stop it now.
Okay, so.
To no avail, but just trying to stop it now because I don't want
problem.
It.
To one. All right, so, all right, any other thanks, gentlemen. So I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn the meeting. It is 1:29. Do I have a second?
Hang on.
There's no
public comments today.
On anything?
Not on anything today.
That's why hopefully at the bar.
Why did I come?
Do I have
one might ask that question.